not backing down. This girl is on fire. This girl is on fire. We're walking on fire. These girls are on fire. Put your hands in the air.
For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. When women's health is under attack, women stand up and fight back.
When human rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When repro rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
When Planned Parenthood is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
And that's what women are doing across the country, standing with Planned Parenthood under attack by the Trump administration. In a recent rally in Washington Square Park, public advocate Tish James speaks of the importance of Planned Parenthood over the years for young women without health care, and what she saw as a council member in Brooklyn, where young women wanted to go to a place that welcomed them. They wanted cervical and breast cancer screening and wanted to stay healthy. She says she sent women without health insurance to Planned Parenthood.
Because not only am I a public advocate of the city of New York, but I'm a patient at Planned Parenthood as well. And there was times when I was in school when I had nowhere to go. And because of my experience at Planned Parenthood, I don't know about you, but I will speak loudly and will defend Planned Parenthood and will make sacrifices to keep their doors open. Yes. Do you stand with me?
Yes.
And so Planned Parenthood includes the health of freelance and contract workers who maybe don't have insurance or are under insurance or underinsured. It also includes the health of trans men and trans women who, yes, who often face extra scrutiny and discrimination when it comes to insurance and health coverage. Basic health care is not and should not be a luxury only to those who can afford it. And it should only, and luxury health care, again, should not be exclusive. And when we talk about health care, and for those who are making decisions like the men in Congress, right, boo. And to that president, because he's not my president. And to that president and his band of billionaires. Ooh. Healthcare should not only apply to them. And so I just wanted to say that this is really about healthcare. This is about family planning. And for those who are pro-life, I just came from Brooklyn. I just came from one side of Brooklyn, which is invisible. And I passed by a house of worship, and there was a line around the corner of individuals who were looking for clothes, standing in line for food. And they were seniors, and they were children, and they were young people. And these are the individuals which are oftentimes invisible and locked out of the sunshine of opportunity. And all of those individuals who stood online in the cold this morning at 9:30, I would dare guess that most of them do not have health care. If you are concerned about life, you should be concerned about those individuals who are struggling under the weight of poverty.
As women listen to James, what she says rings true to thousands standing in the cold at the rally in Washington Square Park on a winter day. James says there's a responsibility to stand with Planned Parenthood, this non-judgmental place, this harbor, and a cause worth fighting for.
Planned Parenthood saves lives. I've seen it for myself. And Planned Parenthood is a place of last resort for millions of Americans. And it is a responsibility of every single one of us to remember this and not just know it and not just believe in it, but fight for it.
Yes. Yes.
Fight for ourselves, fight for our sisters, fight for our children, fight for our friends, fight for our families, fight for the invisible, fight for those who are too afraid to fight. Fight with all your passion and all your being. Fight and stand up, because dissent equals democracy. Fighting because whenever you see a lawless government, you've got a responsibility to stand up and fight back. We are in the fight of our lives right now, a fight for the soul of this country. And a fight for Planned Parenthood, we've got to fight for an American institution now and forever. It would be an insult to the women that came before us, the women whose shoulders we stand on, not to compromise, not to give in, and not to accept going back. Remember, and I want to be very clear about this, this is not unexpected. We cannot be surprised that these rights and the centers that provide these rights are under attack. Remember that the women that came before us told us to be ready and to rise up and to resist. Rise, resist, repeat. Rise, resist, repeat. Rise, resist, repeat. Rise, resist, repeat.
We will not go back.
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer has been standing up for Planned Parenthood throughout the years.
We will not go back where women had to travel hundreds of miles to end a pregnancy. We will not go back on quality women's health. We will not go back where there wasn't good advice, responsible medical care, cancer screenings, and everything else that Planned Parenthood does. Hello, Washington. The people who want us to go back, and you know who they are, they say that this is just about their moral problems with abortion. They say it's about life. It is not. Not a single federal dollar funds abortions at Planned Parenthood. They fund contraception, sexual health, primary health care, screening for cancer, STDs. They save lives. Get that, Mr. Trump. The people who are against Planned Parenthood, they have an agenda to take women's choices away. Planned Parenthood is 100 years old, and they want to take us back 100 years. We will not go back! We will not go back! Thank you very much, New York!
Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
When Repro rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When Planned Parenthood is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
It's so exciting to be here. I am here as somebody who is a staunch supporter of Planned Parenthood and a staunch abortion rights advocate.
Liz Winstead is co-creator of Comedy Central's The Daily Show. She's founder and chief creative officer of Lady Parts Justice League.
Look at you! Hi! So, as you know, Planned Parenthood clinics around the country right now are being protested. We are here respectfully protesting publicly to allow patients to have some care. So I would like you guys to do something right now. Pull out your phones and take a picture of the person next to you. And then I want you to put it on Twitter with the hashtag #ProtestPP and then #DefendPP. So these people, we can take their feed over and we can tell them that we are watching. Do it. So, hi. It's so exciting to be here. I am here as somebody who is a staunch supporter of Planned Parenthood and a staunch abortion rights advocate. My story is not unlike a lot of stories. I got pregnant the first time I ever had sex at age 16. Catholic family, I was alone. I had to deal with unintended pregnancy. I had to deal with all the fear that goes along with that. I had to deal with the fact that I had to go alone to figure out how I was going to have an abortion, because at 16 I knew I couldn't have a kid. I wasn't ready. I ended up at a crisis pregnancy center, a place that was a fake clinic that purported to be somebody that was going to help me. A woman walks out wearing a lab coat And then it should have occurred to me that you wear a lab coat at the long comb counter also. And that she wasn't a doctor. But I peed on a stick, I found out I was pregnant, and she told me my options were mommy or murder. There are three times the amount of these fake clinics than there are Planned Parenthoods and independent clinics around the country. They prey on women. They use like the same font as Planned Parenthood, and they lure people in. So I speak to you today as the founder of an organization called Lady Parts Justice League. And my drive to start this organization was twofold. The media does not report on issues relating to reproductive rights and justice and abortion. They think of it as a woman's issue instead of a person's issue. They don't even understand that trans men can get pregnant. They don't understand anything. So we need to be the voices. Thank you for being here to understand that reproductive rights are human rights. That if we don't have the full panoply of our rights, we will never be equal. And I say, the fight continues every single day. And I just want to say one thing about talking about abortion. Part of the reason that we're here is because we don't talk about abortion. Many of the speakers have pointed out that Planned Parenthood's one of those services. Abortion is a small part of what they do. But so what? I don't care if Planned Parenthood did 100% of abortions. I don't care. There is no shame in abortion. Having an abortion is a moral choice. And we need to start talking abortion and put it in its proper place, which is in the landscape of healthcare decisions somebody might have to make in their lifetime. So I ask you, when you consider talking about all the amazing things Planned Parenthood does, to understand there are no good abortions, there are no bad abortions, there is only the abortion that someone needs and they deserve to get.
Liz Winstead with Lady Parts Justice. You can join at ladypartsjustice.com. The group says join because women decide elections, and if we get together, blow this stuff up in a smart and funny way, we just may be able to get folks to sit up, take action, and reverse this erosion of rights. They say to join Lady Parts Justice because Neanderthal politicians are spending all their time making laws that put your body squarely into their hands, because extremist goon squads exist in every statehouse in America and are sneaking in tons of creepy legislation. Lady Part Justice says join them because you like sex and it's not all about having babies. Think about it. If it were, there'd be no room to stand.
We have a predator in chief in the White House. I urge you all to stop saying his name. Refer to him as predator in chief from this point on. This will drive him crazy because he loves the name so much. Predator in chief.
Eve Ensler is author of The Vagina Monologues and the founder of V-Day, a global movement to end violence against girls and women.
We have a self-confessed sexual assaulter, an accused rapist, a sexual harasser, a man who has said women should be punished for having abortions. Maybe waterboarded as he seems to embrace torture. A predator-in-chief surrounded by men like Steve Bannon and Andrew Custer, accused of beating their own wives and selling hamburgers between the legs of women in commercials. This predatory mindset is threatening every aspect of our lives. It's set on punishing our immigrants who are fleeing wars we are responsible for, rounding up and deporting our sisters and brothers who have given their lives and work and service to this country, extracting and raping the earth, destroying workers' rights and unions and African Americans and our trans and gay brothers and sisters. These predators despise women. One only has to look at the outrageous censoring of Elizabeth Warren reading our greatest, Coretta Scott King. will become. They have licensed a rape culture where sexual violence, objectification of women's bodies is rapidly becoming normalized again. They are gutting every program. And I just want to say about Planned Parenthood, I love Planned Parenthood. I was a wildly promiscuous, sex-loving young person. And I encourage us all to become wild-loving, sexual-loving people. Without Planned Parenthood, I would have been lost. They gave me contraception. They gave me advice. They gave me my first, and they gave me an abortion, and they helped me through that landscape. They are the bedrock of health in this country for women, and they are the symbol of our liberation. These predators have a vision, and believe me, it's dark. And don't say things like they don't mean it, or it couldn't get that bad, because it's going to get that bad if we don't get our brave on. They have a plan. Their dystopian nightmare will have us be baby carriers and slaves, like in the last Fury Mad Max movie. I promise you, that's where they're going. They have no understanding that the liberation of women is the liberation of men, because what they hunger for is domination, not liberation. We're in a state of emergency, but I want to remind you that in the middle of the word emergency is the word emerge. It's smack in the middle. This darkness, I'm sad to say, has been coming a long time to our shores. It is found in our history of genocide towards our indigenous people. It is found in the enslavement of African Americans. It has been found in the hatred of women. And it is found in all the economic and immoral wars we have fought on people's lands, on people's bodies, killing them, raping them, murdering throughout the world. This is our reckoning. It is our comeuppance.
But Eve Ensler says this can be the time of greatest emergence, a time to come out of our bubbles.
When we stop having to brand our movements and brand our ideas and declare we initiated them, but where we come together as one movement, fighting the violences, all the violences and predations. But it all begins with our bodies. So what does it mean to have autonomy over your body? It means knowing what feels good to your body and what doesn't feel good. It means being able to say no when you want to say no, and being able to say a wild, sexy yes when you want to say yes. It means having the right to be sexually free and active and pleasured, and having the contraception you need to allow yourself to fully and actively go at it. Because I'm sorry, sex is the greatest thing on this planet. It's an expression of life and connection and intimacy and love. It means no one has a right to export you, deport you, sell you, invade you, occupy you, beat you, burn you, or rape you. It means knowing how you want to dress or undress, what you want to wear, and where you want to wear it. It means your womb is your womb, and you get to decide when and if a baby is there based on the conditions and realities of your own existence. No man, no state, no church has the right to override a woman inside her own body. This is your country. This is your flesh. This is your absolute domain. It means your vagina is your vagina, and you determine who touches it, who enters it, how you will protect it and nourish it. It means that you determine how you move in this world. A cis woman, transgender women, gender non-conforming women, and a new identity that is emerging, I'm sure, as we speak, because no one gets to determine your gender. Ain't going back in.
been under attack since it was founded by Margaret Sanger back in 1916. Through the years, it has fought for reproductive rights and to bring health care to underserved and hard-to-reach communities. Now with Tom Price as Secretary of Health and Human Services, there's a new attack, a man in charge who has voted to repeal Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, restrict abortion access, and defund Planned Parenthood. New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer stands with Planned Parenthood.
We have never seen such an assault by the President of the United States and members of Congress. To the generation that spent a lifetime fighting for civil rights, women's rights, equal rights, and social justice, the people who stood on the front lines to end the war in Vietnam, to get rid of Nixon, to do all this work so that the next generation could live a better life, I salute you. I know you're here today as you've always been. Many of us tell stories about coming to these demonstrations with our families a generation ago. I used to follow around my cousin, a member of Congress, during that time, Bella Abzug. But this fight today is about the next generation. Men and women who understand that there is no way in hell that we're gonna roll back the hard-earned struggles of a generation. I am angry, but I am motivated. We are not gonna back down. Can we hear you? Are we gonna back down? Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
And I wanna tell Trump something, because he did learn this during the campaign. The reason we teach our children, and the reason I teach my two little boys to respect little girls, is because I want them to be young men who respect young women. And the reason that we are here today to struggle is to make sure that they understand what America looks like. We're a country and a city that speaks 180 different languages from 200 countries. And we're proud of it. And what this idiot president has to know, that if he tramples on the Constitution, he's getting impeached, and that's a fact. We're not gonna have this for 4 years. This may turn into 4 months. So what you gotta do is fight back, rally, march, text, email, build a base, build a committee that's gonna make sure that when we change hands peacefully, we will elect a pro-choice American president that understands diversity in this country is what we have fought for. Keep it up, keep fighting.
You've been listening to a rally in support of Planned Parenthood, an organization under attack by the Trump administration. Planned Parenthood fights for reproductive rights, family planning, and health care in America for all. You heard New York City public advocate Tish James, Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer, co-creator of The Daily Show Liz Winstead with Lady Parts Justice, playwright, performer Eve Ensler, New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, and music by Aya Azeed and Yuya. You can stand with Planned Parenthood by going to PlannedParenthoodAction.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.